Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Texas legislators have abandoned the state. What does that mean? What is the history around it? And what can be done? And then we talk about voter ID and voter integrity and some breaking news around those topics. You can email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to check out our podcast, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Hit subscribe. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. That allows us to continue to do the work we are doing to reach millions of young people every single month. That is our goal, and we are doing it every single month. Thank you at charliekirk.com/support. Texas Democrats, voter integrity, voter ID, buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Who's your wireless provider? AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. What if I told you PureTalk USA uses the exact same network as one of those carriers? Same tower, same exact coverage, but literally costs you half. I know it sounds crazy. When I first heard about PureTalk, I thought, this is too good to be true. Sarah from Abilene, Texas says, the service is amazing. Love the price. The speed is quick. The reception is perfect. Eugene from Granbury, Texas, good service. Haven't any problems in our travels. We move around the state pretty much. Since giving up AT&T, we really don't feel there's any difference in the quality. We're getting ready to put our service on our iPads as well. Switching is so easy. You can keep your phone. They'll just send you a SIM card so you can get the same great service you currently have at half the price. So why is it so much cheaper than AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile? Well, the average person is saving $400 a year. Listen to this. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. So here's the deal. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, plus 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. All you need to do is grab your phone and dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk. That's #250. Say keyword Charlie Kirk. And when you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. Keyword Charlie Kirk, #250. When I got my start in politics, one of the first political moments I was really involved in was the Wisconsin pension fight with Governor Scott Walker. Now, some of you might remember this. Some of you obviously don't because we have younger listeners as well. You know what's so amazing is that if you are 21 years old right now, you were 11 when this was happening. So you probably don't remember this. But back when I was a junior and senior in high school in District 214 in Chicago, there was a massive fight happening right across the border with Governor Scott Walker, who won the governor's race in the 2010 election. And he decided to reform the pension system in Wisconsin. This became the center of all political energy across the country. Hundreds of thousands, if not at least tens of thousands, of protesters descended into Madison, Wisconsin, mostly teachers, demanding that Governor Scott Walker not pass this pension bill. He ended up passing it, and he actually ended up having to survive a recall election, which he survived, which was quite something. But in the midst of all of that, the Wisconsin state legislators, they fled, the Democrats, they fled Wisconsin to try to prevent this bill from passing, to break quorum. To date, that was a rather scorched earth political tactic. Now, I believe they fled to Rockford, Illinois. Connor can fact check that. Why anyone would willingly go to Rockford, Illinois, I don't quite understand. I'm kidding. I just got to say, Rockford is not exactly Beverly Hills. Nice people. In Illinois, there's a running joke around Rockford, Illinois, and I'll just leave it at that. It's the same way that kind of Angelenos talk about San Bernardino. Let's just kind of use that connection. Anyway, so they fled to Rockford, Illinois, And eventually they came back to Wisconsin and the bill passed. But this idea of fleeing when there's legislation you don't like was used by Democrats in 2010 and 2011. In 2019, Oregon Republicans used this strategy to try to block a climate change bill. It's more than climate change. It would have ended – it would have been an excise tax that would have been so restrictive and penalized business, especially small business in Oregon. In fact, we supported Oregon Republicans fleeing Oregon at the time. And so I want to just say that you're not going to find moral outrage on this program just based on the idea of using dramatic measures when there is a piece of legislation that not just so that you don't like, but you might deem threatening. Now, I think the Democrats are completely and intentionally misrepresenting this bill. But to be perfectly honest, I could see that in a state very soon, I could see us supporting Republicans fleeing the state if certain Democrat state legislatures try to go too far. So I just want to be consistent with all of you. With that being said, this is outrageous that the Democrats are doing this with this issue because they're intentionally gaslighting. The Democrats are – and gaslighting we've talked about for quite some time as a psychological manipulation tactic. It comes from a British play where it is – the British play was essentially an abusive boyfriend was manipulating his girlfriend by turning down the light in their flat or their apartment ever so slightly every evening. And she said, is it getting darker in here or am I losing my mind? And he said, no, you're losing your mind. And – that's exactly what Democrats are doing here, where you feel as if – is it – why are they acting as if this is Jim Crow 2.0 or am I losing my mind? And either you come to the conclusion that you're losing your mind, you've descended into total lunacy, or that there might be something to their argument. So because most Americans give certain – arguments a fair hearing. Because we do have a remnant of reason in our country, I don't know if it's a majority. I don't know. I wish, I hope it is. I pray that it is. That when legislators react in such dramatic ways, sometimes people say, well, they wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't really that bad. So the Democrats are using this sort of issue, this sort of tactic that I call forcing the issue. This is in their playbook, which is if we do something so incredibly bold and dramatic, the people are going to get behind us because they're going to think we wouldn't do something so incredibly bold and dramatic if it wasn't worth doing something incredibly bold and dramatic. When in reality, that's just not the case. So yesterday, this all unfolded. Democrats fled the state of Texas for Washington. I'm going to read from FoxNews.com. Democrats fled, and I don't like that word fled. They abandoned, okay? They didn't flee anything. This wasn't Chernobyl, okay? This wasn't an earthquake. This wasn't some sort of, you know, refugee crisis. That's you describe refugees as people who flee. They abandoned their post. On Monday, in an effort to deprive the legislature of a quorum, so they need the Democrats there in order to pass this piece of legislation, thus the ability to vote on the Republican sweeping election overhaul bill. Greg Abbott said, and I'm going to tell you what Greg Abbott said in a second, but the Associated Press asks, why are Democrats camped out in Washington? So they've boarded a private jet, maskless, of course, and then they flew to Washington, D.C., and posted a picture of it on Twitter where all the men were sitting in the back. Maybe that's their new that's their new thing. The Associated Press writes, Texas State House Democrats are camping out in Washington to try and block the Republican sweeping elections overhaul bill to make it harder to vote in the state. That is a lie. That is an absolute lie. Associated Press is intentionally misleading you. It doesn't make it harder to vote. It makes it harder to cheat. It does not make it harder to vote. It makes it harder to cheat. Now, this is all done intentionally to try to make it seem as if Republicans are focused on trying to add additional roadblocks for people to be able to vote. Look, it's back to school time, and you might be feeling the burden of college bills and private tuition expenses. With home equity at an all-time high and interest rates low, refinancing your house could be a great way to get some cash and pay those bills. So look, if you want to refinance your house or do anything with a bank, let's just say timeout. Right? We're going to call a timeout, two-minute warning, right? Hands on the shoulders. We're going to just kind of say, let's take a pause here. Are you using a bank that hates your values? It's a very simple question. Are you using a bank that is at war with your worldview? Well, if you have refinanced recently with a big bank, you have just given a check, a cashier's check, a wire transfer to Nicole Hannah-Jones, to Stacey Abrams, to Joe Biden, to Chuck Schumer, to Nancy Pelosi. You see, when you refinance with the big boys, the banks of the wokesters, you might as well give your hard-earned money to the revolutionaries that are burning down our streets. You might as well give it to Planned Parenthood. But if you want to support the good guys, two Christian men that I've got to know very well, they love the Lord, they love the Bible, they are great people. We just hung out in Dallas and we had the best time. We had a great meal together. They're terrific. Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at andrewandtodd.com. They are with Sierra Pacific Mortgage, and I know them and trust with them, and you should work with them too. Just go to andrewandtodd.com and take the 30-second survey to answer a couple questions. But look, maybe you're a calling person. You're like, Charlie, I take enough surveys. Fine. Test me. Call 888-888-1172 and say, I would like to talk to Andrew and Todd. Charlie Kirk sent me. That's 888-888-1172. andrewandtodd.com, andrewandtodd.com. No more Goldman Sachs, no more JP Morgan Chase, no more Wells Fargo, no more financing or refinancing with the banks that hate your values. Again, I hate to be this tribal about it. They hate you. Go to people that love you at andrewandtodd.com. They love the Lord. They love the country. Let's support them at andrewandtodd.com. We are going through Texas Democrats that have abandoned their post in the state of Texas, and they are now in Washington, D.C. The Democrats always just go to a 10. It doesn't matter what issue it is. They immediately go to a 10. It's Jim Crow. Might as well be the 1930s. They're going to put us in camps. Everything is awful. We have to flee the state. And when you have this political environment constantly indulging in outrage style communication, eventually the citizens get desensitized to it, or they just don't pay attention to it any longer. I mean, how many times can you say it's Jim Crow 2.0? So what is it that the Democrats are protesting? Well, the Democrats say that both SB1 and HB3 is going to usher in an era of resegregation. When in reality, SB1 and HB3 in Texas outlaw the sort of drive-through voting offered by Harris County last year by requiring voting to occur inside of a building. So basically, Texas Republicans are saying, you know what? You shouldn't be able to vote like you get an In-N-Out burger. Not that controversial. Harris County first tested drive-through voting in the summer of 2020. But its use of 10 drive-through polling places for the November general election came under Republican scrutiny, obviously. There are new regulations for early voting hours, which include a ban on 24-hour voting, which of course would allow for potential fraud. Both bills also regulate early voting hours to preempt the expanded early voting in Harris County, which also pioneered 24 hours of uninterrupted voting at a few polling places for one day. Now, let me just say this. We need voting day in America, not voting month, not voting quarter, not voting season. We need a day where you go vote. And you need to be able to assure the citizenry and ensure that it's secure. The bill would add an extra hour of required early voting hours for local elections. Oh, wait, you're trying to tell me that there's more hours for early voting in this bill? And both bills lower the population threshold for counties required to provide at least 12 hours of early voting each weekday. So basically, they're minorly reforming the hours of which you can early vote. There's also a ban on the distribution of mail-in ballot applications. This is all enough to get the Democrats to go charter a private jet and then go to Washington, D.C. It reminds me of probably the worst movie ever created in the history of cinema, Snakes on a Plane. SB 1 and HB 3 prohibit local election officials from sending unsolicited applications to request a mail-in ballot. And the House version, making it a state jail felony. Both bills also prohibit the use of public funds to facilitate the unsolicited distribution of applications. So let me get this straight. Democrats have abandoned the state of Texas because all of a sudden they're going to make it against the law to solicit mail-in ballots against people that don't want them. They, Republicans went even as far to concede to Democrats, which include language to create a new correction process for mail-in ballots. I don't even think they should add that. I think they should get rid of this. The bill also has a monthly citizenship check, which SB1 strays away from the House's legislation by setting up monthly reviews of the state's voter rolls to identify non-citizens. The bill would require the Texas Secretary of State to compare the massive statewide voting registration list with the data list from the Department of Public Safety to pinpoint individuals who told the department they were not citizens. And also, there are enhanced poll watching protections. Both bills include language to strengthen the autonomy of partisan poll watchers at polling places by granting them free movement within a polling place, except for being present at a voting station when a voter is filling out their ballot. Currently, poll watchers are entitled to sit or stand conveniently near election workers, and it is a criminal offense to prevent them from observing. That's it. This is what they're protesting about. Now, why is it, and by the way, these are super vanilla, mild changes. I would go a lot further. By the way, here's just a lesson for Republicans, just, and we talked about this in Georgia. If they're going to flee the state and go to D.C. and charter a plane and call you a racist and call it Jim Crow 2.0, you might as well go for the jugular. You might as well go for voter ID, no more voting month. You might as well just go for the big one. You might as well go for the long desired reforms instead of I support all this, by the way. I'm glad they have a special session. I'm glad they're doing something. This will make a difference to secure elections. It's nowhere near as assertive as it needs to be. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is what's crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer for my listeners. You'll receive two for the one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 1-800-875-0425. Use the promo code Kirk. Go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KIRK. Vice President Harris, or Kamala, I can never get it right. So I've just decided, Kamala or Kamala, I don't know which one it is. I can't remember. You know, there's just some things that I have a memory block for. I finally overcame one of my memory blocks, which is remembering the first two emperors after Julius Caesar in the Roman Empire. I think it's Augustus and Tiberius. Is that right? Caesar's Augustus, then Tiberius, then Caligula. Caligula had... really interesting guy. We could do a whole podcast on Caligula at some point. Not exactly a moral emperor. Let me just throw that out there. Anyways, I have a blockage about whether it's Kamala or Kamala. So we call her Kami. Kami comes out and she says, look, and this is an interesting issue when it comes to voter ID and voter integrity. Get cut 14 ready to play. I'll tell you when to play it. Where Kamala Harris, Kami, she says, look, I'm not saying that we need voter ID because, of course, you need to prove who you are. Now, the voter ID issue is a very interesting one because it's incredibly popular with the people of all colors, all backgrounds. Now, do you know that most people think we already have voter ID? When I worked as an election judge in Cook County, Illinois, most people would come up with their ID to go vote. You need an ID to go rent a movie, board an airplane, purchase an automobile, close on a home, but to vote, no, that's racist. Now, Cammy says it's almost impossible for rural Americans to photocopy their ID. So hold on. I thought these people were staging an insurrection against our country and were trying to launch a civil war, and they can't even photocopy their ID? Wait, so which one is it? Is it, are they actually going to launch a massive insurgency against our government, or they can't figure out how to go use a Kinko's? Play tape.
Is agreeing to voter ID one of those compromises that you'd support?
In some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them.
I maybe I'm just completely behind the times. Do you know that someone should tell Cammy they have running water now in rural areas. They even have electricity. Certain rural areas have the internet. The areas she's never visited. And so it's either that these people are living in the hills and they have no sophisticated technology, or they're so ahead of the times and we have to worry about them because white supremacy is the greatest threat to our civilization. So which one is it? It's either that they don't know how to photocopy their ID, or they're going to overthrow the government and all of us are going to live under their rule. Pick one. They both can't be, they can't both be true. Now, this idea of voter integrity measures, finally, I have to say something. We are big critics of Republicans here on this program. In fact, I think we praise we criticize Republicans more than we criticize Democrats because it's just more interesting, right? Because, I mean, I could do the anti-Democrat thing, but there's plenty of cable shows that do that all day long. We know what we're going to say about it. We'll make fun of it. We'll tell you why the ideas are wrong. But it's more important to hold our own side accountable when they decide to betray their voters and not actually fulfill the mandate of why they're in office in the first place. And so I want to just say, though, that I'm very pleased to see Republicans take the interest of voter integrity seriously and start to actually do something about it. Now, do I wish that some of these proposals were more robust and bold and assertive? Of course. But at least they're taking steps in the right direction to begin to reform our elections. So the Associated Press asks the question, how is this legal that the Texas Democrats are fleeing the state of Texas? Well, it really isn't. State lawmakers are generally required to attend their legislative sessions. But walkouts have been used almost like the filibuster in the United States Senate. Okay, first of all, the filibuster in the U.S. Senate is literally in the Senate rules code. Okay, It's a tool that could be used to try to get to 60 votes. Fleeing the state is not in the legislative code. It just isn't. As a way for the minority to grind things to a halt. Now, we are in this moment of scorched earth politics. And so I just want to be able to open up the opportunity the next time Republicans go flee, maybe in California or New York, because they're trying to push something incredibly awful for the state. I just want to say, I don't necessarily say that's a bad thing. What I am saying is that the Democrats, for what they're protesting, it's so patently obvious that they're afraid that securing elections in the state of Texas means that it's going to put them in jeopardy from getting political power. The Associated Press says, ironically, the Texas Democrats will be agitating for Democrats in Washington to end the filibuster, at least for election bills. Yeah, no kidding. So let's play some tape here of the Texas Democrats. Just listen to how outrageous this accusation is. Cut 36, whoever this person is, some Texas House Democrat, claims that this election bill, and let me just say this, all of these low-rent, third-rate, like C-level Hollywood actors that become state reps, they love this because now they get to be on national TV, they get all these interviews, they're flying private. They get treated as if they're like the – you know what they get treated like? It's like when the United States government back in the 70s and 80s would go bring in these somewhat corrupt, like weird provisional governments that we were like holding up in like Central Africa and South America. It's like, oh yeah, here's Luigi Gutierrez and he's staging the coup against the communist dictatorship. And you looked at him like, yeah, that guy's not going to last till the winter. Like, no way. But here he is. He's on CNN, so he must be cool. And then like you read it in like the papers 3 years later, he gets assassinated or his head gets cut off. I'm not saying that's going to happen with these people. It's just like that's what it feels like, right? Like these people just – they got to kind of bring him into D.C. And by the way, Reagan did this all the time. I just have to say, as a Republican, he'd bring in these like third world C-level dictators that had no business in running these countries. We did this in Chile, didn't we? What was the guy's name? He threw him out of helicopters. Not Perón. Oh, my gosh. Pinochet. Pinochet was the helicopter guy. Anyway, that's what I think of this as – and he actually did some good things economically. I can't wait for Media Matters. Charlie Kirk praises Pinochet. Well, again, wasn't a fan of the helicopter thing. So – but these third-rate politicians in Texas, when they come to D.C., they're not ready for prime time. Let's just put it that way. This would be like – calling up a guy that just got drafted into single-A baseball and say, oh, congratulations, now you got to go play in Game 6 of the World Series. Not ready for prime time. Listen to this outrageous argument.
Under the provisions of this bill, you could literally have a voter walk through a polling place, be greeted by the Proud Boys, and they can stand over your shoulder and watch you vote close enough to listen if you were to whisper something to yourself or close enough to see how you were casting your vote.
First of all, why would you be whispering something to yourself when you're voting? That's kind of weird. It's like, I don't know who to vote for. I mean, that's just like really weird. Second of all, the law doesn't allow any of that, okay? It says very clearly it allows poll watchers to see what's happening on ballot custodying and ballot voting and counting. As soon as voting, there's no one that's allowed to look over your shoulder. And so then these Texas Democrats, which again, it just reminds me of this kind of – where was the civil – oh yeah, Contra was Nicaragua, right? It reminds me when we just brought all these people into D.C. back in the 80s and it ended poorly. The Democrats just started strangely singing We Shall Overcome. Again, going to a 10 out of a 10, right? Whatever the highest level of outrage is, it's literally slavery in Houston. Don't you understand? Cut 34.
Thank you very much for all that you and all of your colleagues are doing here today.
Thank you. We will overcome. We will overcome. We will overcome someday. Deep in our hearts, I do believe we will overcome someday.
I should be laughing as hard as I'm laughing. But I guess Sheila Jackson Lee is going to retire soon and they're auditioning for the loud apparatchik position in Harris County. Is this like tryouts? This is tryouts for who's going to be the most outrageous Texas congressman. Here's a question. As they sing We Shall Overcome, which I believe used to be an anthem to try to abolish slavery and segregation, is that when the Texas Democrats used to own slaves – were there private jets for their slaves to go north to try to get emancipation? Was that ever an option? Probably not. Of course, they go to the most extreme thing you could possibly imagine. It's literally slavery. Oh, yeah. You mean for trying to fix ballot custody and have constitutional poll watching and do literally expand early voting hours? And as we are doing this program right now, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, it has their all-star game in Denver, Colorado, a predominantly young, white, rich city. Meanwhile, the black middle-class small businesses in Fulton County were totally deprived of having the Major League Baseball all-star game in Atlanta, all because of Georgia's voting law, which was – I'll just give the Georgia voting law like a 4 out of 10. It was one of the most vanilla, just not exciting voting measure bills that we've seen in recent history. I saw this story at the New York Times, and I thought it was very interesting. It says, monthly benefit in the United States starts this week, $300 for each child. Tax credit is expected to slash poverty levels, but it's only temporary. Now, this is part of the American Families Plan, which was this ridiculously big, unnecessary plan. But this is actually not a bad idea, but it's poorly executed. Let me tell you why. So this is about giving people who have had children cash and money. Now, traditionally, conservatives and Republicans have been against this. I would be for this if there was an incentive saying that we're going to pay for families to stay together, to have fathers and mothers stay in loyal relationships with each other. I'm afraid that the way this is currently designed, it will only subsidize single motherhood even further. But we shouldn't be afraid of using government policies and programs if it's to achieve conservative aims and ends. This is what makes us different than libertarians, by the way. I had a whole conversation with Dana Lash about this. A very good friend of mine. She's super smart. She believes that the government should play no role at all, completely indifferent in what the outcome is. Now, by the way, if we're serious about rebuilding the American middle class and the American family, and by the way, I'm reading from the New York Times, which is just obviously the most dishonest paper we have outside of the Washington. Actually, I think the Washington Post is worse. I know that says something. I really do. I read them both. But the point is that if we weren't always talking about race all the time, which is an intentional distraction from how we could actually govern the country to solve issues and problems, you're always going to have the 20% of Democrats that have no interest in actually accomplishing anything. But this is not altogether an awful or terrible idea. We are on the verge of a population collapse in our country. We are on the precipice of more millennials being single than married. Why do you think all of a sudden we need to go bring in millions of people from the third world? It's because we're not having enough of our own children. And spare me the argument, well, that's not the proper role of government. How about this? What if instead of all the money we spent on the war in Afghanistan, which did almost nothing for U.S. national security, did almost nothing for the well-being of America, the money spent in Afghanistan is conservatively $500 billion. It's upwards of $1 trillion on certain estimates. Let's just say it's $500 billion. What if we took half that money, $250 billion, and we said, we're going to make it easier for you to have children in America? That's objectively a good thing. And more specifically, have children if you stay loyally married to your spouse. That's a very, that is an objectively good thing for the nation. Meanwhile, the Defense Department said it's $815 billion in Afghanistan. So it's okay that we go rebuild schools in northern Afghanistan and bridges that our citizens will never use, but it's not okay for us to try to have population growth so we don't have to bring in 200,000 Somalians that don't share our values and don't love our country. This is not properly executed, obviously, but we should be unafraid to say that this is not altogether a terrible idea to rebuild the American family so we do not have to reshape our country through mass immigration. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Talk to you soon.